Well, that is the end of the morning brew. The day was, when was the last time you polished your shoes? We had a great check-in. Dick did the first shift, and then I did the second shift. And we had Mark doing the logs this morning. Thank you to Mark. Did a great job, and it was a lot of fun this morning. As I said, we're moving on to Arizona for a couple months. Pretty excited about getting out of this Minnesota weather. And I just want to say, everybody, have a great day, and it was a lot of fun. And we'll return the East Coast Reflector back to normal operation. Take care.
Good morning, signal check. KK7DY in Phoenix. A little bit of noise, but you're entirely readable.
Thank you very much. I've been having trouble with the microphone. I just replaced it. Hopefully it's a little better than it was before. Thank you so much. K4 Hotel Bravo Tango.
Never know who's listening. WNHIF Athens, Georgia. WNHIF Athens.
Anybody wrong today? N9 area.
K2AND.
Yeah, good morning, Nicole's N9 AM India. And over here is Bob, Local Bottles.
KF4 ONH listening. This is N3 MDC, which is Sal Mondrian.
Good morning. This is KF4 ONH.
Kilo Romeo 4, Juliet Romeo Zulu, calling you.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is November 3, Michael Charlie. My name is Michael here in Winston-Salem. I'm just finished up walking my dog, almost back to my house.
Roger, Roger. This is Paul, KF4, ONH in Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah, very good, Paul. Well, I'm just, like I said, I just finished up walking my dog, almost back to my house. Kind of cloudy here. I think I had some rain last night, but I can't really talk on my radio or on my phone when my mom's asleep. Yeah, my mom's still asleep, and she doesn't like when I talk on any of my radios when she's asleep. She doesn't like that. So when I got back to my house, I got to turn my echo link off.
Roger, Roger, I understand. Well, it's 65 degrees here, foggy this morning there. Well, nice to talk to you there. Maybe we'll hook up again. Hope you and yours have a good day. KF4, ONH.
It's all good, Paul. You guys have a good morning. N3 MDC clear.
KF4, ONH. N2 MEX, solid copy.
Solid copy on you. This is Paul, KF4, ONH, Gainesville, Florida. Roger.
Nice to meet you. My name here is Rick, and we're located on the eastern north end of Long Island, state of New York, right on the water here. And it's a little bit foggy because I heard you say you got some fog, but there's still plenty of snow on the ground here. Wish it was 65, but it's not. Back to you.
Okay, Rick. Well, snow, we don't have to worry too much about that here in Florida. But we do get quite a bit of rain sometimes, and then we have a hurricane season. But where I live, it's been real fortunate there.
Quite a bit. My daughter lived in Florida for many, many, many years until it got to the point where it was too expensive and she was kind of forced to move back with her family to New York. But they lived just north of Tampa in the Clearwater area. And she spent quite a bit of time working for the state of Florida.
Roger. Well, I'm retired now. I'm 75 years old. I work two state jobs. Retired 2007. I was in law enforcement all those years. And I'm glad to be retired now. I would not want to be a cop today, not the way things are in this world today.
It's really tough for the kids. I mean, I have four kids of my own and eight grandchildren, and it's tough. You know, it's the day of the single guy or the single parent working, but the one who stays home is by the wayside. That just don't happen anymore with the average family. So it's tough. And my daughter worked for Child Protective Services when she was down there. She was a social worker, and some of the stories that she told me were not so pleasant. And I got to tell you, I was the first responder up in New York here with Fire Department and EMS. And some of the things she told me were nothing like the things I saw. Back to you, N2MEX.
Roger, roger. Well, my father, he was a firefighter for about 30 years. And back then, they didn't have the oxygen tanks that these farmers wear today. And he was exposed to asbestos and chemical fires over the years, and it gave him lung cancer. Well, they did the surgery. Get it all went back. Cancer went to his brain and passed away at the early age of 59 years of age. I wanted to be a fireman when I finished high school, but they wouldn't hire me because he worked there. So I got into law enforcement, and I just made a career out of that. This is KF4ONH.
Very sorry to hear about your dad. I would call him a hero, very simply. And as you well know, we work hand in hand with law enforcement, and I have a lot of respect for you guys. So we're like brothers and brothers. How about that? Back to you.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I understand about working together, firemen and police. Yeah, that's the way it is here. It's like one big happy family, so to speak. But again, I'm happy. Real happy to be retired. I have my ham radio and my travel trailer. I like going camping from time to time.
Well, you know, there are people out there that don't like being retired. For me, I think it's the greatest, like you, I think it's the greatest thing, and I love it. You know, you do what you want. I try to spend as much time with my family, but unfortunately they work and there's daycare and everything else, but if I could, I'd be there every day of the week playing with the grandkids. I don't know if you have any kids or grandkids, but that's my pride and joy right there. Back to you. This is N2MEX on Long Island.
Yeah, I understand about spending time with kids and grandkids. I have kids and grandkids, too, and of course they're all grown and gone now. But thinking life changes and life goes on, you just accept it the best you can there. That's what I do.
Speech, I don't know if you've been watching the Olympics. What's the kid, quad god gave this speech that you just got to get up and keep going, no matter what, and that's the way it is. You know, and I guess it makes you stronger and better.
Roger. Well, I'm still very energetic, a very active person. I try to stay active there. I'm not a couch potato. But after I retired from law enforcement, I went to work for a Publix grocery store. Well, I did that for 10 years and retired about 7 years ago, so now this is my time to enjoy my retirement time. What time I have left here on Earth? KF4ONH.
KF4ONH, this is N2ME accent. Yes, you got to keep busy. There's no doubt about it. You got to keep busy. And I'm fighting Parkinson's, which I believe I got from ground zero for 2 years, but it's not a recognized certified disease, which is unfortunate. I have other illnesses that are from working down there, but like you said, you keep going. But I heard you in there, and I wanted to say hello, and I think I'm going to grab myself a cup of coffee around this time of morning. So I want to wish you the best, and stay well. Maybe we'll hear you down the, you know, hear you again on the air. KF4ONH and 2MEX. I'm going to say 7-3 and listen to your final.
Roger, Roger. Well, it's been a real pleasure meeting you, Rick. And but one of the things that makes it bad for firemen now, they use that foam stuff to put fires out with, and some of them it causes them to get cancer. That's not good. Again, some point in time, Rick, and hope you and your family have a great day there. It's KF4ONH. I'll say 7-3.
Take care, buddy.
KF4ONH, WC for you.
Good morning, Keith. It's KF4ONH.
What you doing, Paul? You sitting around the radio this morning?
No, I'm here at the ER with Alice. She decided she wanted some greasy french fries yesterday. We had the acid reflux struck her, and she's having a real difficult time, so she's here in the ER, and ER over here off of Newberry Road there. I was sitting in the room with her.
Well, I guess that explains the strange background noise. I'm kidding. Like a whoop, whoop. I'm sorry she's back in again. I know it's been bad for her.
That's what brought her here last week. That she had a little touch of pneumonia, but a lot of it is that acid reflux, and it's caused by the hiatal hernia. And she has an appointment coming up soon with a stomach doctor, so hopefully they can do something about that. But she eats some greasy foods and stuff, and it puts her right back in here in the ER.
Yeah, and getting pneumonia every time will catch up to you. I hope they can do something for her.
Roger. Well, I'm feeling real good this morning. I took one of them heart pills yesterday. I take it twice today. And I took that water. Boy, that sure make you go. But I checked my blood pressure this morning, my pulse and all that was right where it was supposed to be. So I'm real happy about that. And last night I slept in my bed instead of in that recliner because I didn't have any trouble breathing. The doctor said it's because of all the water that I drank, that fluid and stuff, it messes me up. So he told me to back way off that water. So that's what I'm doing now.
Okay, well, whatever works, that's all you can do. Well, Joyce is over in Daytona now. They went from Bellevue to Daytona. Her and her friend are going to the show or whatever and take some classes over there. So she'll be back Friday or Saturday, I guess.
Roger. Well, I thought about coming to visit with you tomorrow, but I want to make sure she's doing okay before I go anywhere.
Well, if she's okay, come on over.
Roger. That's one of the things that kind of holds me back on going camping, because I don't want to be over in St. Augustine camping, and then she'll eat something and don't agree. Then I have to put her in the hospital over there, so that could be a mess.
That's for sure. Yeah, you don't want to get into that. It's nothing like having somebody sick where you live. I have a whole lot of deals you can do.
You're right. I don't know when the next time we'll go camping. I want to go camping, but I want to make sure she's all squared away with her health.
Well, the weather's too flip-floppy right now to go camping, I think. You know, it's going to be back in the 30s again next week, even though I'm sitting outside the garage today with a short-sleeve shirt on and the door's open. But then, you know, in a couple of days, it's cold again.
Roger. Well, this the last several, a couple of cold spells we had, I've been running that heat in the travel trailer, and that takes the 150-watt red light to keep on my well, keep that from freezing, and got my light bill a couple of days ago. It's $223.
That's really not bad.
No, plus I've been running the heat in sometimes, well, like that one morning, it was 13 degrees, and that emergency heat, it kicked in, and when that kicks in, those electric heat strips, and it'll really burn up some electricity using those.
Yeah, I know. I had those in my double wide when I used to have a trailer out in Alachua. It's definitely made a difference. But so I did. I bored me a hole in the floor, ran me a gas line over there, Bobby, an itty-bitty propane heater, and put it in the double wide. Made all the difference in the world. It doesn't brand the other heat.
Roger. Well, I had a gas fire furnace in that mobile home when I first bought it, came in it, and after a few years, it got to where it didn't work too good, so had it all removed, and it's been a central air system with a heat pump and heat strips.
Well, you know, if you think about it, only a few days those heat strips come on. Otherwise, that thing is super efficient.
Yeah, I've had light bills since that new AC system been installed be $140, $150 a month. But with this way the weather is now, it gets pretty cold at times, and it just costs to stay comfortable. So I just have to pay the price like everybody else.
Well, either that or walk around covered up in blankets all day. Not much choice if you want to be cool.
No, I'm not going to do that. I usually keep my thermostats at about 78, depending on what the outside temperature is. And in the summertime, I keep the AC set about 78, 77, somewhere around there.
That saying goes, as long as you're comfortable. Okay, I need to back out. I got a few more things I want to do out here in the garage. And I'll talk to you later. Say hi to Alice for me, and I hope she feels better. WC4U.
All right, Keith. Well, tell Joyce we said hey there. And things go right. I'll probably see you tomorrow. Come by for a visit. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day. KF4ONH.
listening.